Can you imagine how Mary and Joseph must have felt? I mean, hearing these words and their baby is only 40 days old. I mean, when you get to thinking about it, they were just getting used to being married. And they were getting used to being parents. And Simeon prophesies this statement: falling and rising of many in Israel, a sign that will be opposed, inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and oh, that last zinger, right? Be a sword in your heart or soul as well. I can't imagine receiving that with being brand new parents. You know, my first thought after reading this was, well, that sure blew my idea of beginning again out of the water, didn't it? But then I realized that this next year will bring both good and bad, won't it? This next year will bring both highs and lows, won't it? This next year will bring times when we are so overjoyed that we are just about to burst, and yet it will bring times that are so low that we wonder if we can put another foot in front of the other, won't it? I mean, honestly, isn't that the way life works? We have joy-filled times and we have not-so-joy-filled times, amen? We might call them mountains or valleys. And after all, why are the mountains so beautiful? Because we have valleys, right? And a matter of fact, who all has gone to a mountain? Whenever you're at the top of the mountain or as high as you can go, what do you look at? Why in the world would you go to a mountaintop to look at valleys? The valley looks pretty good when you're on the mountaintop, doesn't it? One thing that always blew me away, and this has nothing to do with my sermon, but since I'm here, have you ever noticed all the life that is on top of a mountain? The trees that exist that are 4 foot tall or 250, maybe 400 years old, right? All that lives on the ground is this stuff that looks like lichens. I can't remember the name of it. Does anybody remember that grass that grows on mountaintops? It's kind of just a spongy type stuff, right? But yet, you go down in the valleys and life is green and lush and full. You ever notice that? Can't stay on mountaintops too long. Because we don't grow on mountaintops, do we? We grow in valleys. We grow in valleys. Well, life is that way. It's made of both mountains and valleys, and we have to live the best life in Christ life that we can with the help and the support of our church community, no matter whether we're at the mountaintop or we're at the valley. Amen. Now, if we look forward and we go back to my original idea, even though we know that there are hard times, we know that we have God on our side. And at least if you listen to this preacher too long, you'll know that, all right? You have God on your side and you have the support of this church community as we stand at the crossroads of each other's lives. Amen? Isn't that what one thing a church community is all about? Standing together. But we also know that there are absolutely wonderful times to be had. And so this is a good time to restart our life. And every year, as we look at our life and think about ways to change our past, maybe although we can't change our past, we can change how we look at our past. We hope to create new hope for the future. We turn over a new leaf, so to speak. Renew our covenants and make plans for the new things we'd like to accomplish in the coming year. And I guess right now, I'd like us to examine the idea of newness that comes with Jesus' birth and the new year. And I would like us to think about something new that we could create in our lives. You know, we were created in the image of God, which means we can create and destroy. We have that gift in our lives. So I would like us to examine this idea of newness. And I would like us to think or rethink about something new that we could create in our lives. Now, Our ushers are going to pass out some, they're like 4x6 sheets of aluminum foil. And while they're doing that, I want to explain what you're going to do with those aluminum foil sheets. I want you to take the foil, and I want you to create something entirely new from it. I think we probably have enough for the kids to have some too, parents, if you want the kids to have some.